Heard about bullying when it comes to children, whether it be on the playground or on the internet. But what about adult bullies in the workplace? And if you work with one, what can you do about it? Kimberly Gill talked with some experts. Kimberly.
Ken, as you said, many of us have had a bully for a boss or coworker at one point or another in our careers. They mess with you, they insult you, humiliate you, and nitpick just about everything you do. Well, it is such a problem in the workplace that the stress of it all can lead to health problems, and it even forces some people to quit.
It was a two-year nightmare.
A nightmare is how this person who wishes to remain anonymous describes the strain of working in an environment where he was constantly bullied by his supervisors. He says the abuse gave him anxiety attacks and high blood pressure.
My supervisor was always interested in winning the argument, and it did not matter who she was hurting in the process.
He claims that while on the job, he was belittled, yelled at, and made the focus of gossip, all while watching his coworkers, who he says were less educated and less qualified, be treated better. When he reported what was happening,
my bosses basically looked the other way.
Workplace bullying can take a number of forms, from needlessly harsh criticism to being falsely accused of a mistake, having your comments or opinions dismissed or not acknowledged, and being held to different standards and policies than coworkers in similar positions. CMU's Dr. Denise Russo says stories of workplace bullying are common, but we've been slow to do anything about it.
There are very few labor laws that really interfere with what goes on inside the workplace in terms of how people are treated within a normal range. But I do think that doesn't absent the organization from a moral responsibility to make it the workplace a place where people can behave cooperatively and effectively.
Experts say if you think you're being bullied in the workplace, you need to take a stand. You should start by documenting the behavior, then speak up to the harasser. And if that doesn't work, contact your HR department and/or the harasser's boss. I searched online and found the Facebook page for a nonprofit group called Pennsylvanians for a Healthy Workplace. It's a small group of volunteer advocates working with Pennsylvania state senators to introduce workplace bullying legislation.
They need to connect with their state senator. They need to write letters. They need to make phone calls. They need to set up an appointment and talk about the bullying problem. We need this, Kimberly, to be on every senator's radar screen in Pennsylvania. This is a serious problem, and it's through the roof.
Now, as for the victim in our story, he ended up quitting the company, but says he still has nightmares about his experience of being bullied and still fears retaliation. He has yet to find another job. Live in the newsroom, Kimberly Gill, KDK TV News.
Thank you, Kim.